We had Brian O'Connor from the Detroit News on the program yesterday. I had to get him back because he wrote an interesting article. I got to read the first couple of paragraphs of this. Taking your shot at insuring rental cars. If Florida pastor and Koran burner Terry Jones didn't already know about the hazards of going off half-cocked, he found out Thursday night when his pistol discharged in his rental car during his visit to protest Islam in Dearborn. The vehicle suffered a gunshot wound to the floorboard, said police, but didn't give the car's maker model to protect its anonymity. Authorities said the auto was treated and released at a local garage and was resting comfortably. That's pretty funny, Brian.
Well, you know, there's a lot of teachable moments in Pastor Jones' visit, and, you know, what to do about if you damage a rental car, maybe the least controversial of them.
Well, I thought that was interesting because that led you into a column about the rental car basics and insuring rental cars. Talk about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people worry about it. You know, we're doing the summer vacation planning now, and, you know, the prices on everything have gone up, rental cars, plane fares, and, of course, people who in the past who might have taken rental car insurance are probably declining it, which can be a good way to save money, but people also need to know what risks they're taking on when they do that. In most cases, your insurance on your own car will extend to cover a rental car, but so do all the limits. So if you have a $500 deductible and somebody, you know, bashes your rental car in a parking lot and runs away, it's just the same as if your car got hit. You're going to, you know, face the claim, and your insurance company will pay it, but you'll be out the money for the deductible.
So you're better off buying that insurance. If you want to read Brian's article, or his column, it's in Monday's Detroit News. Just go to DET2News.com. Thanks so much, Brian.
Well, I appreciate it.